Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of sin is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Yes, no ordinary worship. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters, and welcome to Morning Motivation, 15 minutes of hot breakfast for your soul, including a new teaching, live prayer, and assigning you a daily task. I am Evangelist Roxy Williams, and I have a hot word for you today. Our topic for today, it's pushing 40, pushing 40. And we're coming from the book of Matthew, chapter 4, verses 1 through 11. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me remind you to not miss one empowering moment of morning motivation with me live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern on Blog Talk Radio by calling in to 323-870-4180 or online from my website at feeldefire.com. That's FEELDFIRE.com. But if you miss me live at 7, you can hit a recording after 8 a.m. Eastern on my website, feeldefire.com. Or even better, you can follow the podcast so that the recording will be texted straight to your phone at 8 a.m. Eastern. And you do that by texting the letters MM to phone number 33222. That's MM for morning motivation to phone number 33222. Because I got a word today, and it is for you. By now, you should have those Bibles ready. We're in the book of Matthew, chapter 4, verses 1 through 11. And I'm reading from the KJV. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered, meaning Jesus, and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city, and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple, and saith unto him, If thou be the Son of God, thyself down. For it is written, He shall give his angels charge concerning thee. Now this is the devil quoting the word. And in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against the stone. Jesus said unto him, It is written again, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Again, the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain, and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and saith unto him, All these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then said Jesus unto him, Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. Come on and give God praise wherever you are right now for his word. What is our topic for today? Say it out loud with me wherever you are. Pushing 40. Many times we've heard and sang the song, I can't give up now. I've come too far to turn around. Well, singing that song may be easy, but actually living that principle is a whole different story. You see, in the word that I just read to you today, Jesus was in the flesh because he was a fleshly being, and he had been fasting for 40 days and 40 nights, so he was weak. He was vulnerable, and Satan knew that. So Satan came to him at that time after 40 days and nights of fasting, you know, pushing 40, if you will, Satan came to him to say, look, I know you're weak right now, and I have everything that you need, and I will give everything that you need to you, Jesus, if you will worship me. And each time Jesus had to make an affirmative decision as to whether or not he was going to comply with the word of God or whether he was going to submit to what Satan had to offer. And if you remember during that reading, what's crazy about this thing is that it got to a point where Satan even started quoting the word back to Jesus. Because Satan, you remember, is a fallen angel. So just like Christ knew the word because Christ is the word, Satan knew what was written as well. This is what he does when he comes to us, especially in our times of weakness, especially in our times of vulnerability, especially when we feel like we can't make it another day. We've been pushing 40 in our lives in regards to those things we've been praying about and holding out for, in regards to those issues that are bogging us down every day. And we're just weak and tired. Oh, this is real talk here on Morning Motivation. Because it's hot breakfast for your soul to empower you to live not just a Christian life, but a successful Christian life on an ongoing basis and a happy, successful Christian life. So, yes, Satan comes to us in our times of weakness and in our times of vulnerability. You know, this is the time when he whispers in the man's ear, your wife is not really doing what you want, but you can go over here and you can get it from Susie. This is the time that he whispers into the woman's ear, your husband doesn't appreciate you enough. You don't have to take that. There's another man out there who likes the way you look. He's complimenting you on the job. This is when he begins to speak to your addiction. Look, I know you've been sober now for 2 years, 3 years, but with all of this stress, you can just drink some alcohol and it'll take you out of your misery. You can just go back to your drugs, and even if it's only for a moment, it will give you a temporary escape, or gambling, whatever the addiction is, overeating. This is the time that he speaks to us and says, look, quit being so nice to everyone. You see how they keep mistreating you and walking all over you? Ah, when you're tired, when you're weak, when you are pushing 40. But what I want to encourage you today is to see how Jesus made an affirmative choice to respond to the temptation. Because it's not that temptations won't come in our lives. It's not that Satan won't insert bad thoughts. It's not that we won't think about doing bad things. So don't condemn yourself over that. That's the mind. That's Satan's job, to come and insert these things in your mind. Surely if he tempted Jesus, you wouldn't think that we wouldn't be tempted as well. But Jesus gave us the model on how to respond. Each time, it is an affirmative choice that I am going to choose to comply with the word of God. No matter what my flesh wants, no matter what may be more desirable, no matter what may bring me some temporary joy, I'm going to choose to do what God says, because it's better to dwell in the tents of the Lord all the days of my life than to dwell in the house or the place of wickedness for a moment when I'm tired, when you are pushing 40. In the book of Jeremiah 3:14, God reminds us that he is married to the backslider. So even if you did succumb to Satan, you can still now turn around and come back. You can say, although I'm tired, although I messed up, although I was weak during that time period pushing 40, I've made an affirmative decision, hallelujah, to come back to Jesus. In the book of Matthew 11:28, Jesus says, to come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest, pushing 40. In the book of Galatians chapter 6, hallelujah, verse 9, the Bible reminds us, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season you will reap. You will be victorious. You will have your reward if you faint not. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, there's no temptation that's going to come upon us that is not common to man, but God is faithful. He will not allow more temptation to come upon us than we are able to bear. So you just don't give up when you're pushing 40. You choose faith. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 6, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. You got to believe that God is, and you must believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And finally, in James 2, 17, even so faith, if it had not works, is dead being alone. When you are pushing 40, when you are vulnerable, when you are in that place of weakness, when you say, you know what, I have come too far, but I still got to turn around, I encourage you today to just say, you know what, Jesus was pushing 40, but he still chose to submit to the word. And I'm going to follow that example in my lowest moments, in my weakest points, in my times of despair, despondency, or depression. I choose to have faith. I choose to follow God. Every time that I'm pushing 40, I'm going to remember Jesus, and I choose to follow God. Oh, isn't this some good word right now? Our time is almost run. We're going to go into prayer, then I'll do the altar call, and then I'll assign you your task for today. Wherever you are right now, just say, Lord, I thank you. I'm going to successfully make it when I push 40. Say it again, Lord, I thank you. I will successfully make it when I'm pushing 40. Let's go into prayer. Hallelujah. Father, we praise you, we magnify you, we glorify you, we thank you today. Lord, some of us are right there at day 38, day 39. Some of us are right at day 40, about to give up, about to backslide, about to turn around, about to throw in the towel, about to sin, about, Father, to do something that we know we should not do, about to relapse. We're at the 40th day and the 40th night, Father, and Satan is right there tempting us, offering us the resources that we need. But give us strength right now. Give us strength to stand. Give us strength to hold on. Give us strength to choose your word, to choose faith. And then just as happened to Jesus, the devil will flee from us and your angels will minister into our needs. Father, you have not left us alone. David said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor seed begging bread. You are the supplier of our needs. Now, Father, I pray for everyone listening right now and those who will listen later, that you strengthen them, strengthen them, strengthen them, strengthen their faith, strengthen their joy, strengthen their peace. Right now, in the name of Jesus, give them joy, 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 joy for their ashes. Give them peace for their stress. Father, give them victory for their defeats. In the name of Jesus, we count it done. Let everyone listening say amen. Come on and say, I made it through pushing 40. Say it again, I made it through pushing 40. I'm going to give the altar call and then we'll end with our task. Just keep praising the Lord. For those who are not saved or who are backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent of my sin and ask you to come into my life and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated. In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome to the family. Everyone say, I made it. I made it past 40. Now remember to get into a good Bible-believing church. Go to Sunday school. Go to Bible study. Everybody join me live at 7 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, for morning motivation, or follow the podcast so that you can receive the recording by texting MM to 33222. All of this information is on my website at feeldefire.com, FeeldFire.com. Now, our topic for today is pushing 40. Your task for today is to choose faith. Choose to renounce the devil, and the Lord will minister to your needs. I'll see you in the morning.
Eyes haven't seen, and ears haven't heard, the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Cause victory is here. Kick the feet out the door. God's doing a new thing. Yeah. Get ready for overflow. 'Cause I'm getting ready.
Amen. Let me tell you something. Pushing 40 ain't nothing but a number. You can do it. I'll see you in the morning. Visit me at fieldoffire.com.